Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, here I am, Deborah Bouffet, host of the Love by Intuition show. NBC Sports Radio Boston, where we reach five states just by turning the dial, worldwide on our own station, DreamVision7Radio.com, and that's the number 7. And for everyone out there that would like to learn more about all that we do and be involved in the Book of the Month promotion that we conduct every month, just join our email list. It's everywhere on our site, and you automatically are listed. And each month we have an amazing array of authors, and someone in that group will win a book. We have a great show for you today. We're on a theme of the reconnection and reconnective healing, and many of you know that I'm a practitioner for the reconnective healing and the reconnection, and it's just a glorious modality, although it's more than a modality. The frequencies are really connected to the universe. Well, today we have Renee Colston, who's an associate instructor for the reconnection, who leads Reconnective Animals worldwide. Now, Renee comes from a conservative Midwest where she grew up and became in the corporate world with the finance background, but found that she had something missing. And so she went on to become a Reiki master and began teaching, and then lo and behold, she in 2000, she was led to study reconnective healing and the reconnection under the personal training of Dr. Eric Pearl. She became an approved graduate and made her transition from Reiki to full-time reconnective healing practitioner, offering her services for healing sessions, and then the reconnection and animal healing. She was selected and successfully completed the advanced level 4 course and became one of the first few in the world to earn level 4 graduate distinction, followed by becoming an associate instructor in 2007. We're going to be talking all about that, and to get in touch with Renee, it's ReneeColston.com. Renee is R-E-N-E-E, Colston, C-O-L-T-S-O-N, ReneeColston.com. She has a nonprofit. We'll be talking about that and giving out that link as well. So good day, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Deborah. It's great to be here with you today.
Yes, and I'm really excited about this hour. So what opened your mind? I always like to ask all the guests, you know, what happened when you felt there was something missing? Anything specific that led you on your spiritual path?
Well, I had a very successful career in the corporate world, but yet I was feeling a void that I couldn't really put my finger on. And I took a sabbatical from my career, and things just happened. I began studying metaphysics more fully because I was, you know, I come from a family background of metaphysicians, and so I was exposed to metaphysics throughout my childhood and my teen years. But when I entered into the corporate world, I drifted away from all of that and just without a touch with that part of who I am. And so the sabbatical allowed me to start looking at the deeper meaning of life again, and it also opened me up to having some experiences. And I just never went back to my career. I mean, things just led me down a different path. It kind of all just happened.
And you must have resonated because you went along with it.
You know, call me a lazy co-creator, Deborah, because I'm really good at just allowing the universe to flow and direct me and, you know, call it, you know, it's sort of like following the yellow brick road. You know, I don't really get in the way of things that are unfolding before me. I just flow with it.
Sure, sure.
It works for me.
Yes, yes. And so how were you led to Reconnective Healing? Was it something that, were they in your area?
No. As a matter of fact, I was, you know, functioning and as a full-time Reiki master teacher for 11 years and really very happy in my career with that. And I did a lot of equine work and worked with people as well and all kinds of animals. So my life was full. It was great. I loved it. And I got a phone call from another Reiki master out of Santa Fe, New Mexico, who had heard Eric on Coast to Coast AM being interviewed at that time was Art Bell. This was back in 2000. So my friend Deborah and another Reiki master, Clarity Ann Martin, and another one out of Texas, they all listened and heard Eric, and they all decided collectively that they were going to go to the next seminar that was going to be in San Francisco that month. And so they thought, oh, you know, Renee needs to do this. And my friend Deborah called me, and she told me about it. And I really, you know, I wasn't really internet savvy at the time, and I was very, you know, feeling fulfilled in what I was doing. So when she talked to me about this seminar they were going to, something happened, which is a little odd, but it did happen. And I was standing in a store in Scottsdale, Arizona, and she was talking about these seminars. And if you were standing 2 feet in front of me, I couldn't have seen you because suddenly I was standing in a mist. I saw it as a fog. And I said, you know what, Deborah, I don't think this is for me. I'm standing in a fog here. So for 3 days, I continuously really kept being compelled to find out more about this. What was I missing? What was this? Who was Eric Burrow? And so I called my friend and asked her to fax me some information, which she did, except she put it in the wrong way in her fax machine. So I still didn't get an explanation of who is Eric Pearl and what is Reconnective Healing. But I did get a list of cities. And for some reason, San Diego sort of lit up on the page. And I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to San Francisco with my friends. I'm going to go to the next one after that in San Diego. So I picked up the phone and I registered for that seminar without really knowing anything about it. But here's what happened. My horse was injured that morning, and so I went out to do a Reiki treatment on her. And while I was doing the treatment, I had sensations in my hands which were different than what I was accustomed to, and I really didn't know what was happening, except my hands were as if I had put them on top of a stove and seared them, and they had blood coming out of the palms. And they were blistered. I saw them as welts and beet red. Now, did my brain go to that has something to do with what I just signed up for? Absolutely not. My brain went to, I wonder what I'm allergic to. As crazy as that sounds, my brain wanted something that was logical. And it kept on expressing itself like that through my hands for hours. And my friend called me and asked me if I got the facts. And I said, yes, I did. And I said, oh, I didn't call you back. There's something going on with my hand. She said, what is it? I told her what it was. Remember, she heard Eric's interview.
Right.
And she kind of laughed. And she said, well, wait until you hear this guy's story. So she sent me the tape. And as I listened to the tape, that's how long ago it was. And as I drove to San Diego, I decided, well, maybe I should hear that. And I listened to it. And I went, oh, my goodness. That, of course, as you know, one of the things that occurred with Eric's hands,
right,
with these new frequencies of Reconnective Healing. So I knew that this weekend was going to be somehow very, very important in my life. I was resistant to change at the time. I really wasn't looking to do anything else. I was really happy in what I was doing. But I knew at that moment that this weekend was going to be important. And it certainly was, because that was 14 years ago.
Right. And, you know, your story is similar. similar, not in the details, but in the piece that Reconnective Healing many times chooses you. And I found that with my own experience, and I know with Joan, who was on last week, it was with her as well. So it's really proof that it's a higher frequency that is working with the universe, and it actually vibrates throughout, and that's exciting. That's so exciting.
It is. It is exciting, and we hear this often from people because, you know, Reconnective Healing, it's new compared to, you know, how long the universe has been around. It's old because it is of the universe, but it's new because it's newly here in recent times. But the interesting thing is, Deborah, like your story and like Joan's story and my story, is we hear this from people all the time, that it's been around. It's very active. Seminar experience globally. It's been taught all over the world for many years, yet people say all the time, how could I have not heard of this? And the only thing we can really say about that is it just wasn't their time yet.
Exactly.
And now that people are listening, it's their time.
Yes, exactly. So one of the things I wanted to ask you for the listeners, because many people out there are Reiki masters and different levels, could you share from your perspective the difference of the Reconnective Healing and Reiki? I get that question all the time.
Sure, and it's very simply defined. For starters, Reiki, of course, is universal life force energy based, as is all healing modalities and even yoga and different disciplines that have been actively participated on this planet for eons of time. It's all universal life force energy. Well, the first difference I would like to talk about is that Reconnective Healing is a more comprehensive spectrum that goes beyond energy. It goes in a more profound level of the universe. We're accessing frequencies that were not available before, basically because we're in a different place in the universe. So it's more than energy. It goes beyond that into light and information. That's one. Another difference, and it was probably one of the most difficult things for me when I first encountered Dr. Eric Pearl and this work in 2000, when he said this goes beyond energy, I went, I'm sorry, how in the world do you go beyond universal life force energy, which permeates all life on the planet? Well, because there's more here now. But until you are introduced to them, until you really have conscious access to them, or somebody shows you or introduces you to the frequencies, and sometimes people absolutely have that experience of just reading the books, you really can't interact with them very effectively. Reiki is sending, as you know. Reiki comes through the practitioner. Their hands come in contact with any organic matter. The channel opens. The crown chakra opens. They are attuned to Reiki through different attunements for level one, two, how many are there? Sorry, see, I'm not a Reiki teacher anymore at all.
I think it's three.
3 degrees, right. Well, depending on which method you do, of course. And anyway, but you open up as a channel. And what I noticed as a Reiki master teacher is some people channeled the energy stronger than others. And from my perspective, it was really, I came to the conclusion through interacting with my students that if they were really ill, they did not seem to be as clear of a channel, or maybe they were filtering more. But sending, that's a key word here. With Reiki and other energy healing modalities, the practitioner is sending energy. They are channeling energy through them. With Reconnective Healing, the practitioner is receiving, as soon as we put our attention on the frequencies, which are always present, whether your attention are on them or not, but as soon as you put your attention on them, they seem to expand and become more prominent in your sensitivity to feeling them. When a practitioner stands before their client, whether it is a human being or, you know, an animal or any life, including plants, and allows the frequencies to just interact with them by feeling them and observing, it opens the door for the person or the animal to also receive. So they actually entrain into the frequencies and go into their own session experience. So we are not standing at a massage table channeling energy. We are actually, by our presence and interacting with the frequencies, it allows the door to open for that person to also receive. Does that make sense?
Yes, perfectly. And I love the way you shared that for anyone to understand. So thank you, because, again, many out there will feel that it's very much the same as many others.
It really isn't. And, you know, the important thing to also understand, it's not just Reiki. It's really healing energy, healing modalities are pretty much the same as far as what the practitioner does. We are not sending, and so we are not directing reconnective healing. We're not sending, we're not directing, and we're not filtering. So we're not looking for, you know, did you do Reiki, Deborah?
No, I did not.
Well, for people who did or any other healing modality, you know, generally you're doing a scan. You're looking for highs and lows in the energy field and figuring out, you know, where you're going to spend more time. You're making some decisions as a healing practitioner, which really diminishes the possibilities. So with reconnective healing, basically get out of the way and just allow things to unfold. And I like how Eric describes it. We don't treat symptoms. It's about wholeness. We're not directing. It doesn't really matter where we stand, how we hold our hands or what we do with our hands. All we're really there to do is feel the frequencies, interact with the frequencies, and observe what is going on in front of our eyes. And sometimes when you move your hands a little one way or the other, things might amplify or diminish. And, you know, there's an associated response we call registers, as you know, which are involuntary muscle group movements that can happen with the person or animal we're working with. And because we're there, it's not because we're directing to that area of the body. It's just because they have entrained into the session. Mm. Anyway, it's very important with this work. And I say work, but it's really a mission. It's truly a collective mission on this planet for the benefit of humanity, the planet, and all life here at this time. Mm. So the icing on the cake is that people can experience full-blown healings by interacting with the frequencies, but I think the mission is much larger than that right now.
And it's so true that when you facilitate the healing, you're healing as well. And if someone's in the other room, they can feel it as well.
And they can have a healing. You know, I did a interview last weekend, and I had my dog with me in the studio. So I was demonstrating a healing session on my dog. Well, Dr. Patricia Hill, who was facilitating the interview, went into session. She started, not only did she start to feel the frequencies, she actually entrained into them and started demonstrating registers and everything. And you know, Deborah, because you know you can be in practice, you can have somebody in your on your massage table and somebody else in the waiting room. And I often go into the waiting room to get the person, and I see they're in session. The really profound thing is seeing that happen with animals. I've seen it I work with herds. So I might be in a herd of horses and I'm there for a horse. I don't always take them out of the herd. Sometimes I just interact with the horse in the herd. But when you look around, other horses have been trained into the session. My attention is not on those other horses. Right. I'm 100% with the one I'm working with.
Right, and I believe that animals are picking up the frequency at a higher pace than the human, because they're not inundated with all the thoughts of the human being.
Well, they're definitely in the present moment, and they're definitely not directing or interfering with the potential of the process of this work. So, as you know, it's very important for the person who's coming in for a healing session to not have attachment. It's equally or more important that the practitioner not have an intention set or expectation set or any idea. Really, it's better off if we don't have any information about what disease the person is experiencing so we can fully stay out of the way. I work with performance horses, so when I walk into a barn, often it's obvious what's going on because they've been injured, you know, through jumping or in a rodeo or in a horse race. But as a practitioner, it's very, very important that we don't direct our mind or our intention or even our attention to that area of the body, because that can limit the potential of what can happen. The best case scenario is fully stay out of the way and just put our attention on the frequencies and be an observer.
Mm, beautifully said. Well, we're going to be going for a break in about another minute or so. So I want to tell everyone that when we come back, we're going to get more into the depth of animal reconnective healing with animals. And for Renee's site to get in touch with her, it's reneecolston.com. It's Renee, R-E-N-E-E, Colston, C-O, C as in candy, O-L-T-S-O-N. We'll also be bringing up her nonprofit, which is Partnership in Planetary Healing, P-I-P. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to easing suffering and raising global consciousness. And then one more thing, we're going to open up the lines when we come back. Anyone that would like to call in, Sean is in the house, 617-237-1234. Again, 617-237-1234, or toll-free 866-338-9663. One more time, 866-338-9663. Don't go away.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Everyone, I'm Deborah. This is the Love by Intuition show, and we're live at 1510 AM NBC Sports Radio Boston. This show today that you're listening to will also be airing on our own station, Dream Visions, the number 7, radio.com, this coming Tuesday and Tuesday and Friday at 6 AM and 6 PM Eastern Time, and that would be 3 and 3 on the Pacific end. It would be 6 hours later if it was in the Netherlands. Anyway, it goes on from there. We have Renee Colston, Associate Instructor for the Reconnection, who leads Reconnective Animals Worldwide. And if anyone wants to learn more about the Reconnection, sign up for the sessions, because there are a few instructors now going around for Reconnective Healing Worldwide. Just go on the main site, which is thereconnection.com, just as it sounds, thereconnection.com. And Renee has her own nonprofit. I'm going to put it out there. PIP Healing. It's P as in play, I, P as in play again, healing.org, PIPHealing.org. So coming back now, Renee, is there any special training beyond the Reconnective Healing sessions that one needs to do to become an animal Reconnective practitioner?
No, actually. So once a person goes to level one and two training, which is Reconnective Healing, which is foundation of it, the training for the foundation of the art, science, and philosophy of these new frequencies of Reconnective Healing, and learning how to interact with them. Once a person completes that seminar, Saturday and Sunday, they have the potential of bringing through the highest potential of these frequencies on the planet. So it doesn't matter the level of experience as a healer from before. It doesn't matter, you know, whether it's Eric Pearl. Eric will say it isn't about him. It really is about one's ability to get out of the way, interact with these frequencies, and allow the process to unfold as it should. That said, yes, there are workshops, mentoring courses for Reconnective Healing with animals. A person does not have to take that course to go out and offer Reconnective Healing with animals. But I will say that the reason that course exists is by popular demand. Because I came into Reconnective Healing as sort of an animal expert. I did Reiki with animals, and I taught workshops with people with animals. And as you know, with healing, energy healing modalities, because energy dissipates as you get further away from the body when you're in person, there were special training programs for interacting with animals when you were hands-on or up close. With Reconnective Healing, we don't have to be near the body. So if a person doesn't know anything about a large animal, oh, like a bull or a horse or a wild animal or domesticated animal, whatever the animal is, because there's no real process for, you know, having to be close to the animal, anybody can work with any animal. The workshop exists because there are protocols and dynamics and of interacting with various species, and also the things that you should know about an animal from the caretaker before you go out to interact with them. So it just helps people advance, really. Mm-hmm. It's not required, but it's recommended. And, you know, as a practitioner, Deborah, you know, one of the keys is being able to talk about this work and being able to communicate with the person on the phone. It's the same with animals. We don't want to know what's wrong with the animal, but there's definitely information. If somebody calls you for your dog, calls you for their dog, you need to know some things about that dog, for instance. You know, there's a lady who is on Denver News sharing a story about a dog that was rescued by a firefighter that had fallen through the dog fell through the ice. And so it was a humanitarian story that was a beautiful story about rescuing the dog, but the woman didn't understand the boundaries. She didn't really know the dog. She got too close to the dog, and the dog bit her face. She had $20,000 of reconstructive surgery. Mm-hmm. We really don't want that happening to practitioners. So I used to call it a common sense approach to working with animals. Well, it's not so common sense, I found. A lot of people, they don't have that common sense. So that's what the workshop is designed around. It's really, you know, the dynamics of it's different. A person walks through your door and lays on a massage table. Animals aren't doing that. So it's an opportunity for people to really advance a little quickly. They don't have to figure it out.
And now is it a one-day, couple-hour type thing?
It's actually it depends on how many species that are going to be present at the venue that we are training with. Horses are always part of the training.
Nice.
In other words, I don't always have cows, but I'll always have horses.
Mm-hmm.
Dogs are usually always part of the training. Cats, you know, the most common, you know, do you know that there's 100 billion domesticated animals on the planet, and we have domesticated some very interesting species. But there's a lineup of typical species that a practitioner would receive phone calls for. Of course, horses are big. Dogs, cats, exotic birds. I've worked on ponds. I know, but you can't pull a sick fish out of the pond usually. It's usually the pond that's sick.
Right.
Aviary. So the dynamics are very different. So we make sure that we cover the information for the most popular animals that we will be getting calls for, and reptiles are also, I mean, I've gotten calls for gerbils, hamsters, rats, snakes, lizards, dogs, cats, all kinds of birds. But we also will talk about different species. Sometimes I only have horses. I recently did a workshop at a therapeutic riding facility for handicapped children, and we only had horses to interact with. But I have found that the dynamics of sharing the interaction with a horse across the board will assist somebody for the understanding of interacting with these frequencies for animals, large or small.
Right, right. They're beautiful animals.
They are.
Yeah. I bet you have a number of your own.
I do. Right now I have two horses. But I live with 40.
Yeah.
There's 40 out my back door because I live at an equestrian center.
Yes, yeah.
So in fact, last night I was interacting with a horse named Alpine because he was colicking. Sometimes when there's weather changes can bring on colic in horses. It's very... Weather changes and the heat in Arizona is very dangerous sometimes. And that horse pulled through. In fact, we didn't even have to call the vet.
Oh, wonderful.
He was pawing. He was in pain. He wasn't eating. The guardian was not at the ranch. We made a phone call, you know, to find out what they wanted to do. And I worked with the horse, and he wasn't eating. That was the first sign for the guy who did the feeding. He noticed he didn't feel... finished his breakfast. He noticed he didn't go and start eating, and he was pawing, and then he was standing out in his run rather than in his stall eating his food. So that is a big sign. That's a high sign. Something is wrong with that horse. So Miguel came and got me, and, you know, he doesn't speak English, but he held his stomach and pawed with his hand. I knew. You know, so I went out to the Alpine, and Alpine was definitely in a critical situation, but by the time the owner came, he had shifted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's great for emergency situations, and I can tell you personally that my veterinarian bills are substantially less than they may be if I did not have the ability to go out and interact with them on my own.
I can understand that. That for just alone, Renee.
Oh my gosh,
would be worth going to become, you know, a practitioner to be able to take care of your own animals.
Absolutely, or your loved ones, your family. You know, we do have a philosophy on that. If you know, I've had, you know, many horses, and I right now only have two, but I've had as many as five. But I travel so much that as they depart, I don't replace them unless there's a rescue situation. But anyway, over the years, you know, I have called other people, other practitioners, because sometimes I'm just too attached. I'm just too disturbed by the suffering of my friend. So I can't really get out of the way fully, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are other times that I can. So,
right, I understand. So, is there, you know, just for the listeners, and we've only got a minute and a half before another break. Why don't you share the next event specifically for the animals that you'll be injecting?
Great, Denver, Colorado, September the 18th. I'm sort of the bookend of the seminar events in the cities that I go to.
Okay.
So following level 1 and 2 training, level 3, on Wednesday, September the 18th, at the Edwards Foundation for Rescued Animals out in Parker, which is not too far from the venue. And that is going to be a 7-hour training program because they have llamas, they have dogs, they have cats, they have horses, they have goats, they have chickens. Oh my, I was just there for partnership.
Yeah, and share about how the chickens can actually produce better.
Well, you know, we hear this from a lot of different people who raise chickens, that once they have been introduced to the frequencies and they've worked on the chickens, the hens lay more eggs, and a lot of times the percentage of double yolks goes up. I don't know how many dozens of eggs you buy in a year and how many yolks, double yolks, you run into. Me personally, I don't run into many, but even the chickens at Trailhead Ranch, they lay more eggs and they have double yolks. So that is, Eric's got a pretty interesting story, even that
hold that thought, okay. Renee. Everyone,
sure.
Don't go away. We want to hear this story. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Nurturing Intuitive Children with Dr. Nikki show, where you'll discover holistic strategies and techniques that support intuitive and empathic children in our homes, in schools, and in healthcare. Through our panel of distinguished guests, you'll receive parenting tips, education strategies, and holistic health solutions that'll help you improve the lives of these magnificent children and help their inner light shine even more brightly on the planet. Our program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Are you ready to be who your soul wants you to be? Join Lynn McGonigal, the founder of the Lightworkers Healing Method, as she and her amazing guests show you how to move into a life of lasting joy. Miracles happen every second Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Hasn't your soul already waited long enough?
The
The Massachusetts Soldiers Legacy Fund, MSLF, was founded in 2004 with a simple goal: to provide educational assistance grants to the children of Massachusetts service members who were killed while deployed on operations enduring an Iraqi freedom. With its current resources, the MSLF guarantees a minimum of $40,000, $10,000 per annum, in educational funding to each child of a fallen service member whose home of record at the Department of Defense was Massachusetts. There's no selection process. If an individual is a child of a service member whose service is credited to Massachusetts and whom gave his or her life in Operation Enduring or Iraqi Freedom, that child qualifies for MSLF funds. We're proud to report that we're accomplishing our founding objective thanks to the support of individuals and organizations throughout the United States. To donate, go to mslfund.org.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Join us on Creating a Spirited Life with Janet Kesenick, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. We'll explore the day-to-day moments that puzzle, enlighten, and bring us into deeper connection with our best selves. Find meaning, purpose, and humor while creating a spirited life. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
We're back. Okay. Couple things I wanted to mention for everyone out there. First of all, there's the reconnection as far as the book. Dr. Eric Pearl wrote it, I think it was, 20 years ago, Renee?
Actually, the book, I think, came out in 2002.
Okay, so it's a while. And then there's a brand new book called Solomon Speaks, and it's Dr. Eric Pearl and Frederick. And could you mention Frederick's last name? I don't have it at the top of my head.
Well, I think it's pronounced Ponslow. It's P-O-N-Z-L-O-V, Ponslow.
Thank you.
Ponslow. Yeah.
Thank you. That's good.
I'm sorry, Fred, if I didn't pronounce that right.
No, well, you did better than I. I didn't even have it written here. But I wanted to mention it for everyone out there that both Dr. Eric and Frederick are coming on the Love by Intuition show September 29th. It'll be a special production. It's 2 hours long, and I'm really excited about having them. So check out both books. The Reconnection is actually on our book page, and Solomon Speaks is the newest one, and as Renee had explained, it really explains the universal connection to the reconnective healing. The reconnection is about Dr. Eric's amazing, sometimes comical story, and then gets into the instructive piece. So please share that story that you were just going to before we went to the break.
Great. But I do want to add something to the Solomon Speaks dialogue. Solomon Speaks on Reconnecting Your Life. These frequencies are very evolutionary. And they are, when you interact with them, they bring healing on all levels, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and beyond. And they can impact your life and your relationships, in your peak performance areas. It just brings you a new level of who you are. They're amazing when you have interacted with these frequencies. It sort of aligns you more so with your universal purpose and so on.
Mm.
So the chicken story, of course, it was funny because when I heard this story, I heard it at a seminar, and I've heard from so many people about production, the egg production increasing from their chickens after interacting with these frequencies. With the chickens. So Boaz is one of our associate instructors. He lives in Israel, and he had invited Eric out to his farm. And Eric worked with the chickens. And I guess what happened is Boaz's wife ran in at some point and was all excited because the chickens hadn't been laying eggs. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they had all these chickens that are laying eggs. And of course, that was directly related to Eric going out and working on those chickens. Mm. And he was there, I'm sure, just playing. You know, we say remain childlike. And Right. Anyway, so this happened. So there, Boaz's wife was all excited because all of a sudden their chickens were laying eggs. It had not been. And, you know, a chicken can only lay an egg a day.
Right.
But they don't necessarily lay an egg every day. You know, some chickens right. don't. But anyway, you got it.
Yeah.
So
I love that.
That. Yeah, it was just
sharing.
A good story.
Yeah. Okay, now I wanted to ask you about the connection between the Reconnection and your nonprofit. How did they work cohesively?
Well, because Partnership in Planetary Healing is a humanitarian organization, not for profit. We do fundraising events, we go into schools, we go to farms. Well, we do fundraising for animal rescue organizations and sanctuaries. I mean, that's fundraising. That's how we've structured it. That's our sort of bridging the Reconnection through Partnership in Planetary Healing to do community service into these other areas. So what we do is we go into an animal rescue organization, invite people. They make a donation to the sanctuary to come and hear about Reconnective Healing. But beyond hearing about Reconnective Healing and us doing just a presentation, we play, we have fun. We do feeling the frequencies, and then at the end of the, you know, last half an hour to 45 minutes, the people who have come to the presentation actually get to go out and interact with the animals to see that it is so simple. As you know, Joan Fowler was telling you, I'm sure, that it's so simple that we teach kids in 2 hours to do this. Well, because of the format that we use at these presentations, it's called Exploring the New Frequencies of Reconnective Healing with Animals, the people get to experience it under our direction. Now, they're not a practitioner. They don't have the full... They certainly don't have the full scope of the work or the level of understanding about the art, science, and philosophy of the work, but they certainly do get to experience firsthand and see that this is real, and it's definitely different. I did one last weekend, as I mentioned, at the Edwards Foundation for Rescued Animals out in Parker, Arizona. And, you know, people want to believe... The people who are master healers who are experienced in other modalities for energy healing, they really want to believe they've been doing this. But what they find out when they step into the equation in this format is they have not. That it is most definitely different. It feels different. It looks different. And it's fun. It's a really fun way. So that's one of the ways that, you know, we're actually cohesive, you know, for master healing with the Reconnection is to do some good while we're out in the world, you know, bringing this work, introducing this work, and also fundraising.
Mm.
So the sanctuary, Edwards Foundation, was left with the donations so they can, you know, take that money goes towards taking care of their animals.
Right.
And we've done this at, you know, several places globally.
Mm. It's a beautiful thing.
It's fun.
You actually had a school program at one time with your nonprofit when you had when you were traveling less.
Well, that's right. And as I began to travel more and more, interacting with, you know, as functioning as an associate instructor and also bringing the animals program more fully visible globally, it sort of took me away from my full-time dedication to Partnership in Planetary Healing. But we are looking at, you know, redeveloping some new programs to take into schools with Reconnected Kids and their consciousness programs. And, you know, Deborah, you have the same goal to bring programs to the children in schools. They're very important to the evolution and healing.
Yeah, they it's the from what I've received from the universe, it's all about the children. Certainly, we're all working with adults as well, but to start a new generation of kids that are, you know, standing in love and wanting to make a difference is very exciting, because then you've got a whole generation teaching the next generation. So
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, well, you know, what they're not teaching the children, at least in the schools in my community, I can tell you, is they're not teaching the children the power of their thoughts. They're not teaching people about energy.
Exactly.
The children about energy and what they put out, they attract. They're not teaching children universal laws.
Right, and, right, exactly. It's focused on the mind. And
that's right.
The soul and the spirit and everything else. And I'd love to talk more about this, but I also want you to be able to share the different events that are coming up for the listeners. We only have a few more minutes. So share all that you'd like there, Renee.
Well, our next in the United States, but I know you're global, so I'm going to encourage people to go to thereconnection.com to learn more about this work. And there is a schedule of events page, which you can just chronologically, you can just scroll down and see where we are around the planet. In the United States, the next one that I'll be participating in is in Denver. On September 12th, I'll be presenting the Introduction to Reconnective Animals, but at the same time, Eric is going to be off-site of the hotel at another location, and that's posted on there as well. It's complimentary. He'll be introducing, of course, Reconnective Healing and telling his story, and they're always great. So on the 13th, we have the Essence Lecture in Denver, Colorado, which is where Eric really introduces the frequencies, his story. It's a very fun night. It's part of the Level 1 and 2 training, but it's also open to people who have not signed up for the seminars but would like to learn more. Level 1 and 2, Reconnective Healing, which again is the foundation of learning how to interact with these frequencies effectively, powerfully. And it's about the art, the science, and philosophy, the Reconnective Healing philosophy. It's Reconnective Healing. And then on Monday and Tuesday is Level 3. It's a different application of the frequencies. So Reconnective Healing is free form, hands off the body. You have everything you need to know when you walk out of that door on Sunday to be a practitioner of Reconnective Healing. Level 3 on Monday and Tuesday is learning how to facilitate the reconnection, which is more about life path acceleration and evolution. It's more interactive directly with the DNA. And then on Wednesday the 18th, Denver wraps up with the Reconnective Healing with Animals Mentoring Workshop. And for then, after Denver, I don't really know where it's going because I'm not going from Newport Beach, but
right.
In the United States, it's Newport Beach. And then I'll be in Australia in December, and there's a lot going on in between all of those, and so
right.
I do encourage people to go and look at that website.
Right, and it's, again, The Reconnection, just as it sounds, thereconnection.com.
Uh-huh.
Well, Renee, I want to thank you so much for joining us today and honoring us with your wisdom all about the animals and reconnection and the healing and all, and we'll see how everything unfolds the next time. And for everyone out there, until the next time with the Love by Intuition show, remember this is 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time, heard Tuesday and Friday of this week, and then it goes on from there. Au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week. All designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.